Hello, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlund, the news editor on the site. Today we're talking about the maintenance fee increases with SAP's Bill Wall. Starting in 2009, SAP will increase support costs. Those of you now paying 17% of net licensing fees for support will pay 22% by the year 2012. In this podcast, I ask Bill Wall where the value is, particularly for our three customers in enterprise support, and whether there's a chance SAP might change its mind. Who exactly does it affect, and does it include the SME suite customers or the business objects customers?
Traditionally, when we talk about this offering, we are talking about mid-market and enterprise customers. So those are companies that are running SAP's business all-in-one and SAP's classic ERP offerings and the full SAP business suite.
And business objects.
Yeah, and business objects, where business objects is part of the customer's purchase with SAP.
Why did SAP make the decision to move away from a tiered model of support?
Well, I don't think we've moved away from a tiered model at all. SAP has always had what it calls our base level of support. Our name for that is typically mainstream maintenance. And then we've offered customers the options to add on top of mainstream maintenance, add-on services. So if you asked me this question 12 months ago, we had mainstream maintenance plus premium support and plus something we call Max Attention, which is our top-of-the-line offering. Under the new scenario, our mainstream maintenance offering is branded SAP Enterprise Support, and on top of that, customers can add specialty services, including still going all the way up to Max Attention support. So we've not moved away from a tiered model at all. What we've done is changed the base level of support from the support model that made sense during the 1990s and the early 2000s to the one we believe makes sense for customers going forward.
Now, this change was announced for your new customers in February, that they would be moving on to enterprise support as compared to standard support.
That's correct.
Why did you make the decision months later to announce it for everybody? Why was the lag there? Why didn't it just all get announced at once?
Well, there's a couple reasons for that. First and foremost, we understood that SAP customers who were coming in as net new customers were buying the latest version of our solutions. And the latest version of our solutions meant by definition that they were exploring the SOA world and in particular were connecting at a higher level to external third-party solutions, composite applications. They were doing the sort of next-generation things that require a new support model. It also gave us an opportunity to have our first experiences with new customers and understand what their expectations of a support model was. And also because we wanted to, and then the second reason is we wanted to take the time, once we understood what enterprise support was all about, to really consult with our existing customer base and, in particular, with the user groups who represent a large portion of our user base, to understand what their perceptions of a support offering would be and to begin exploring that with them and find ways, if we needed to modify the program in a way that would allow us to introduce it in a fashion that would be most complementary and the least disruptive. Probably not to anyone's surprise, customers are always looking to keep their support costs minimized. And what customers told us, and particularly through the user groups, is that if we were going to change the support model, can we find a way to offset the cost increases over a period of time to allow them to make the budgeting adjustments they needed to make? We also understood that if customers changed their support model, they would have some expenses associated with that. One of the things that allows us to drive cost savings for customers under enterprise support is to use the Run SAP methodology and the tool sets that we make available. Not all customers make use of that today. And as they adjusted to those support methodologies and tools, there would be some ramp-up time for them to begin to implement them. So with the great input we got from our customers, we modified the introduction program for our existing customer base to slowly raise the support fees from where we were, which was roughly 17% of license cost, to 22%, but to do that over the course of a multiple-year period, not only to allow them to ease into it, but to recognize that the benefits would come to some customers slowly over time, and it made good sense to go that way.
These conversations with the user groups, initially it sounds like they had a lot of feedback and a lot of input, but right now it seems as though their heads and their leaders are pretty almost upset about this increase and are sort of pushing back on SAP to look at it again. How are you going to react to those groups, and is there any chance that SAP will look at this again?
First of all, we understand inherently that in a most perfect world, customers never want to spend more money, even when they can find additional value in services. And that's certainly understandable. The reaction that we have seen from customers to the announcement of enterprise support has been exactly the way we expected it. We're not surprised at all by the reactions we're seeing in the market. I would also say at the same time, what we're hearing directly from customers, and those are customers all around the world, including in Germany and in the UK, where you've specifically asked about user group reactions, is also as expected. We have customers who absolutely are in support of what we're doing. We have customers that are neutral, and we certainly have customers who have given us strong feedback. That was all as expected. And that kind of input is incredibly valuable to us, and we're going to continue to take that input and evaluate it in our plans. But we're going to continue our rollout of enterprise support because our belief is it is the right support model for today and tomorrow's IT environment. We think it's the right thing to do. And the signs and signals we continue to see, despite the stories that we've seen in the media, suggest that customers are buying into it, and they get it and they understand it. And some of the evidence that we have of that is some of the commentary we're starting to see from key analyst firms, like the recent commentary from AMR.
Specifically, can you point to where the value is in this new offering for SAP customers, maybe specifically for customers who are still on one of the R3 releases?
I think that's an excellent question, because the value of enterprise support for some customers is immediate and direct, and for other customers may come over time. So let's start half a step back and take a look at what's happened in the market. What we have been seeing generally over the last couple of years has been a dramatic shift by customers more and more to a services-oriented world, an SOA-based world, and customers are more and more connecting their enterprises to solutions that are delivered by partners, by third-party providers, or even legacy applications. This is not a new trend. It's one that's been happening for quite a while. And while there remain a group of customers out there who are probably running just ERP, and maybe when they're running just ERP, are running HR and financials, where we see the customer trend across all industry segments as well as customer size segments is this continually outward connection of company systems. It's happening on an increasing basis everywhere. So even a company today that's fairly inwardly focused and stable will grow over time. I don't know of any business that stays stable forever. I think there's a well-used business expression that says a company that doesn't change will be changed by the market. And so we see the increasing requirement for IT to be connected outside the enterprise. And the more that that happens, the more we are receiving input from customers that they want their primary enterprise supplier, and in this case it's SAP more than any company in the industry, to take responsibility for problem identification and resolution on an end-to-end basis. So no longer do companies expect SAP to solve problems that come up from a support perspective just for SAP. They want SAP's help to help them figure out what's working and what's not working in their enterprise, whether it's SAP or non-SAP product. And that is the primary driver for enterprise support, this concept from customers that they want to manage down the costs of managing their environment, and they want to shift as much of the responsibility for that to their primary trusted vendor, SAP. And because customers want us to do this end-to-end solution support, not just during the day, but 24 hours, we began to think about a support model and a support infrastructure that would allow us to take care of our customers on this end-to-end basis. Because, put very simply, customers want to pick up the phone, call us, and figure out how to solve the problems that they're facing. And this goes way beyond what so-called standard support at 17% was designed to do.
Can you point to specific things in this new offering that are going to help people get a quicker response time from SAP or help solve something with a non-SAP product faster?
Well, first of all, the methodology of enterprise support creates an infrastructure. That is, the tools and techniques and the training of our people, which has a different perspective than before. The perspective allows us to work with a customer to figure out where the problem is coming from, even if it's not within SAP. That in itself is one of the most dramatic changes in the services we're delivering to customers. That takes a change in the type of people we use, as well as the tools and methodologies and analyzation techniques that we use to get that done. Secondly, what customers want is a team of support professionals who understand their unique business. So rather than a named SAP representative that's available to them only during the normal working hours of their business, they get an SAP organization that's prepared to respond to service requests regardless of what time of day or what country the customer is located in, a true 24/7 response level for mainstream maintenance. We've certainly have had premium offerings in the past where we could offer customers people at the other end of the phone that understood their environment after hours. Now we're going to offer that capability for customers on a 24/7 basis. Those two pieces right there represent the single biggest change in terms of the offering that we find will have the most value for customers. Now, to go back to your original question, Courtney, was what about a basic customer running an older version of R3? I want to reemphasize that our perspective is that those customers will move from there eventually. It may not be in their current plan. So what you see with the customer base is a pretty typical bell curve kind of behavior. At the extreme end, you find customers that are at the bleeding edge of technology. These are companies very progressive. They've been doing compositing, building their own composite applications, bringing in partner solutions, fully leveraging SOA long before everyone else. They represent a slice of the market. At the absolute middle of the bell curve, you find a large volume of customers who tend to move roughly at the same time. They let the bleeding edge customers figure out how to do this and establish best practices, and then they take all of those learnings, and they tend to move as a group. And if you look at the SAP customer world today, you're talking about tens of thousands of customers who are in the middle of projects to move from the R3 world to the ERP and business suite world. And there's so much of that activity going on right now. We're clearly right smack in the middle of that bell curve. And then you have customers at the other end of the bell curve who largely are, we could call them laggards, although that sounds like a negative term. Those are customers that for any number of reasons, resources, the personality of their business, the availability of resources, the marketplace they find themselves in, they are slower movers than others, maybe because they even got started late, or they are in secondary markets where resources are not available. And those customers will eventually move because the business requirements for them will change. They will reach a point where they need CRM or they need SCM or they want to bring in the expertise of a partner, or they'll want the flexibility offered by SOA, and they will eventually move. And our viewpoint is to create a service offering, a baseline service offering that meets the needs of customers wherever on the bell curve they sit, and this is important for SAP, a single service offering allows us to train our people and run our operations from a standard perspective that helps keep the total cost not only for SAP, but also for our customers at an acceptable level. If we customized a service offering for every group of customers, large, medium, and small, across every different geography, it would be almost impossible to deliver the kinds of quality services we offer at the competitive rates we offer them. And so a standardized approach to service is not only well proven at SAP, it has benefits for customers as well. So there will be customers who are at the laggard end of the curve who today may not leverage all of the benefits of enterprise support, but history has clearly proven that they will continue to build on their infrastructure. And this is a support product that is available today. We're already delivering it, which will be ready for them when they're ready.
How many people is SAP adding to handle this new offering, or what sort of new infrastructure are you building up?
We've been preparing for this for quite some time. We've not talked specifically about people that we've added, but we have been putting together the infrastructure behind the scenes to prepare for these service requirements because we knew that they were coming. They were coming. And if you go back and look at our service offerings over the last couple of years, we understood that because there were customers who already were willing to pay extra money for additional support services, and we had an offering called SAP Premium Support, and I mentioned Max Attention, we knew from our experiences with those customers that more and more customers were looking for something beyond the base.
I'm sort of wondering if you could tell our readers how this is valuable to SAP and SAP's business.
I think the answer to that question is really a very easy one. When we think about the relationship we have with our customers, we don't think about ourselves as just simply a vendor. We understand that when customers sign up with SAP, they are essentially entering a long-term marriage. Long-term because we're not selling to businesses niche solutions that can easily come and go. We're giving customers the peace of mind that they buy into SAP helping them run their most mission-critical processes. And it doesn't matter whether you're a 10-person dry-cleaning company in Mexico City that uses Business One to manage your receipts and your payables and your payroll, or an international organization like an ExxonMobil who employs hundreds of thousands of people and manages $1 billion worth of revenue. And I don't, you know, I can use ExxonMobil as a brand simply because it came into my head. It could be any multinational company. What we do is help those companies keep the lights on. And the understanding is that the managers, CEOs, CIOs, CFOs, count on SAP solutions for every mission-critical aspect of their business. And that requires that it has to work, and it has to work all the time. And it has to work in every industry, regardless of what the customer chooses to connect to it. And so part of our responsibility to customers is to make sure that we have a support infrastructure that can anticipate customers' support requirements while meeting their immediate demands today. We have to be out in front of what the customers need today or what they think they need today and be prepared for with service offerings for whatever their requirements are tomorrow. And what enterprise support does is allow us to raise the bar in the industry for the level of support that customers expect from SAP as the market leader. And I think if you had the benefit of asking Henning Kagerman or Leo Apotheca what keeps them up at night, it's knowing that we carry this responsibility to make 55,000 plus companies run every single day.
What's the most misunderstood aspect of enterprise support?
I think people have focused too much on the change in price without really looking behind the scenes and understanding what the customer support challenge really is. If we had simply left our service offerings alone and brought our prices up to the industry standard, and I think people have lost sight of the fact that for many years, SAP has held the line on support costs, and by coming up to 22%, even ramped up over 4 years, we're coming up to the competitive position. You can look at the support prices offered by Oracle and Microsoft and any other company in our space. And 22% is roughly the industry standard price. People need to look beyond the price issue to what comes with the offering. And again, understand that not all customers have the same support requirements at the same time, but that SAP has always had a very proven history of having a single baseline standard offering. We've now just adjusted that standard offering to what we think the new customer requirements really are. I also think, and this is part of our job to assist people like you, Courtney, that there always is a lot of attention focused on the places where there's a lot of noise. And there clearly has been appropriate press coverage for the few voices that have said loudly, we don't think this is the right thing. But if you look beyond that noise to what we're seeing in our individual customer conversations and what very smart analysts who really understand these issues are really beginning to say, not only publicly but also in their printed research, there's a story behind the story, and that is what customers expect from us is what we deliver with enterprise support, which is what they need today and what they need tomorrow, packaged in an offering that is at the right price point based on the competitors. Our offering, compared to our chief competitors, has a tremendous value for customers. We feel very confident about our ability to compete with competitors both on price and value from a support perspective, but I think folks are not looking beyond the news story to find the real story behind the story. And I think over time, as more and more customers use enterprise support and understand its value, they will get more and more customers who reach the point where they're willing to talk about their experiences and talk about why it made sense for their businesses. It's still very early in the process for us, and those things will come in time, and as we look ahead to 2009, it'll be a year where enterprise support really shows its stuff. But just like ASUG has invested to teach people how to fully leverage enterprise support, we have to work together with our customers to make sure that customers truly get the maximum value out of it. And the onus is on us and industry analysts and the consulting world to help customers rethink how they manage their IT processes so they get the best value out of enterprise support. We remain convinced, although it may be hard to put real dollars on it or real numbers on it soon, that there are opportunities for customers to actually save money as a result of using enterprise support if they can create a standardized way of managing their IT environment. And that's, for us, the true success, you know, looking out several years, is to see whether we've been able to help customers manage their overall support costs in a downward direction.
Thank you for listening. Please continue to turn to searchsap.com for independent SAP news, technical tips, and answers to questions from some of the best and the brightest in IT.